Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 14th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. This weekend, the DA released a new tool that allows you to easier use privileges on the command line in Windows. What he did is he used React OS's implementation of command.exe and modified it to add a privilege command. Where this comes in handy is that a lot of users, like an administrator, for example, or a backup operator, does have this backup privilege assigned to their account, but it's not enabled by default if you use command.exe. The reason that this privilege is so important is that it does give you read access to all files on the system. So with this modified version of command.exe, you can then enable this privilege on the command line and read files that you would otherwise not have read access to. This is not really a vulnerability or a bug in Windows. It actually just gives you access to functionality that Windows has and is supposed to have because, well, after all, backup operators need to be able to read all files in order to back them up. But of course, also tells you have to be careful how you assign these privileges. And Brad reported on Friday about the Black Hole exploit kit that he sees coming back. Now, Black Hole is an older exploit kit and really only effective against old versions of an Explorer, like an Explorer 8 and the like, but apparently some criminals find it attractive enough to give it another try, maybe because its source is freely available, so unlike some of the better newer exploit kits, you don't typically have to pay for it, and that may give it some wider distributions. I see this also a lot with attacks against web servers and the like, where we do see quite a bit of old attacks, attacks that don't even really work if you have a halfway sane configuration. But still, since these attacks are simple to execute and free, there are still plenty of targets out there that are vulnerable to these attacks, and a lot of script kiddies and the like are still trying them out. I feel for a reasonably well-run organization, the main risk here are new systems that are being brought online, maybe being recovered from old backups or being brought online before being fully patched. They could potentially be attacked with one of these older exploits. And Facebook, as well as Cloudflare, are pushing back somewhat against the expiration of SHA-1 for HTTPS certificates. This is kind of interesting in particular since Facebook does offer some hard data. Facebook does show that 3-7% of browsers that are currently using Facebook cannot use SHA-256. These are older, out-of-date browsers, and that represents tens of millions of users for Facebook. So they would like to continue to support these users. Now, Facebook came up with an interesting approach where they essentially use two certificates and then intelligently offer the right certificate for the particular browser. So that's pretty interesting. Now, Cloudflare also says that it should still be possible to obtain a valid SHA-1 certificate if organizations do prove that they are able to do certificate switching where they offer the right certificate for the right browser. Facebook has released the code it's using for the certificate switching under a BSD-style license, so everybody should be able to just copy that code. I'm not aware at this point of any of the major SSL libraries or web browsers supporting this code. Now, the code isn't really that terribly complex because a client will send a list of ciphers and hashing algorithms supported by the browser to the server as part of the initial client hello message, which is not encrypted. So the server could then easily parse that message and respond with the appropriate certificate. Now, talking about SSL, Google and Symantec still have ongoing disputes about some of the Google certificates that Symantec did issue without actually consulting Google. In the latest round, this particular dispute, Google is now distrusting a particular Symantec certificate authority. Now, this was not necessarily the one that Symantec used for these Google certificates, but apparently it's one that's no longer being used for any public purposes. So that's why Google basically states that Symantec no longer complies with the requirements to keep this particular certificate authority in browsers as a trusted CA. This will affect all Google products, like for example Android and Chrome. Probably shouldn't impact users too much. This is just one of the certificate authority that Symantec owns, so it's not necessarily that if you have a Symantec certificate that it will no longer be trusted. And at last week's KiwiCon conference, one presentation did detail some vulnerabilities in popular car tracking and immobilization devices. These devices are apparently being sold under different brand names worldwide for about $150 or such. They contain a little SIM card that's then being used to remotely access the device. The device can also call back to a website in order to update, for example, its location. Now, the user then logs in to the manufacturer's website, which turns out to suffer some pretty basic security flaws. For example, it is trivial by just changing things like the account ID to get access to any user's data and even issue commands like immobilizing the engine. These devices usually connect to the fuel pump, and by sending the command, you will turn off the fuel pump, which of course will then turn off the engine shortly after. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.